It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Countdown. I'm Jonathan Charles.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Well, many years ago, I was sometimes allowed out to play records on the radio, long before my career as a BBC foreign correspondent and news presenter. I don't do any of that anymore, but I still love music, and here on the Vinyl Countdown, I want to share that with you and pass that on to my son Max.
We're playing one of my favourites today.
Yeah, we'll be hearing very soon one of your favourites. But first up, on this edition of the Vinyl Countdown, it's a single hit that will surprise you. But there's a lot more to it than the simple pop that it might seem.
Stars in your eyes, little one, where do you go to dream? To a place we all know, the land of make-believe.
Can you believe that I'm playing Bucks Fizz? Well, as it is the Vinyl Countdown, I should tell you the Land of Make-Believe got to number one in January 1982. Max, you study music. What do you think of the Land of Make-Believe?
Well, I think it's quite cheesy. I particularly don't like the rhythm.
Really? I really like that song.
Oh, and one more thing. I don't like the sudden key change halfway through. It's really annoying.
Yeah, there is a sudden key change in there, but there's something about that song. You know, it's one of the best-selling singles of the whole of the 1980s in the United Kingdom.
And to think that Making Your Mind Up didn't do that well, and I prefer it.
Yeah, because that was their first hit single, of course, when they won the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it might sound like a fairy tale song, Max, that song, a story of a little girl and about some sort of fairy tale, but there is more to it than that. The writer of it later said it was really a subtle attack on the political policies of the then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, suggesting the real message was that there was something nasty lurking outside the comfort of your home. That's strange, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, and I've got a picture here. Look, here's the single cover, The Land of Make-Believe. You can see Bucks Fizz there, two guys, two girls. They were picked as well for the way they looked, as well as the way that they sang. They wanted a real image.
Well, they certainly look, how do I put this politely? Different.
Different, okay, that's very polite. Now, what do you think is the link between that and our next record on the turntable?
Well, how am I meant to know yet, Dad?
If I tell you it's ABBA, does that help?
Yes.
What's the link?
Eurovision!
They were both Eurovision Song Contest winners, Bucks Fizz and ABBA. And I remember seeing ABBA actually when they first appeared on Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, we are playing ABBA, a song that I really disliked when it was first released in the 1970s, but have since changed my mind.
Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another starry night like this. In the firelight, Fernando, you were humming to yourself and softly strumming your guitar. I could hear the distant drums and sounds of bugle calls were coming from afar. They were closer now, Fernando. Every hour, every minute seemed to last eternally. I was so afraid, Fernando. We were young and full of life, and none of us prepared to die. And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry.
Shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando.
A nice crackly version of one of ABBA's best-selling singles of all time there, selling 6 million copies in 1976 alone. Hardly surprising that it reached number one in the UK and many other countries. Max, I know you really like that song. Why?
Well, I personally like it when it's all really slow and then suddenly it becomes slightly faster and the drum gets introduced and it goes basically from slow and gentle to disco, really.
Yeah, it's got a real mix in there, isn't it? I mean, there's something about it that's different.
Yeah. It just is.
And I didn't like it, as I say, when it first came out, but I have to admit that it is another ABBA song that really tells a story, and they were really good at storytelling.
Yes, they were.
It's the story, isn't it, of two veterans talking about a war they fought in.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Do you know where they got the title Fernando from?
Where?
Well, they were being driven around the UK. They couldn't quite think of a title for that song. And then their chauffeur said, how about calling it Fernando?
Ooh, that sounds very random.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Now, in each edition of the Vinyl Countdown, we try to bring you something that is long forgotten. This was a huge floor filler in discos in the late 1970s, as I well remember. Well played copy of Gary's Gang and Keep On Dancing. What an upbeat single that was. That was number 8 in the UK singles chart in 1979. Max, you've been finding out a bit more about them.
Well, they came from Queens in New York, and this was their only major hit single.
And it was a hit single all over the world, but not much after that.
Not really.
Yeah, I wonder where they are these days.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
Let me tell you, the music on the Vinyl Countdown podcast is played under license from the Performing Rights Society.
Dad, this is so boring.
But so important, especially if you want to get paid, which all these artists do. That's it for this edition of the podcast. Join us for some great music on vinyl next time.
So long, and thanks for all the vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.